Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
At 9:42, there have been a number of storylines developing in You Decide 2024. Our team coverage begins as South Carolina Senator Tim Scott may be falling out of favor with former President Trump.
The New York Post reports Scott is slipping in the race to be Trump's running mate and is extremely unlikely to be chosen for the role, according to one insider. Scott is among several candidates reportedly being vetted by the Trump campaign, including Senators Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance, as well as Representatives Byron Donalds and Elise Stefanik. Trump says he plans to announce his running mate at the Republican convention next month. I'm Brian Shook.
At this hour, Trump is on Capitol Hill. He's trying to unite House and Senate Republicans behind his policy and political agenda as they pivot to November and a possible GOP return to the White House in 2025. Live team coverage takes us to Washington. WOKV's Kirsten Garris. Tell us more about what else Trump is doing this morning.
Yeah, that's right. The former president is meeting with House and Senate Republicans today in separate meetings, and he's expected to tell them that they must align. A Trump campaign official told the Washington Post that they must remain, quote, forward focused on how Republicans can work together to advance policies to save America. Now, these would be the first meetings that Trump has had with GOP lawmakers since a jury found him guilty on all 34 felony charges counts of falsifying business records in that New York hush money case, and that case made him the first former U.S. president convicted of a crime. Also notable here, this is the first public visit to Capitol Hill for Trump since January 6, 2021. That is the day of the insurrection when, you know, pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol complex to try to stop the certification of President Biden's 2020 victory. Though Trump was not physically at the Capitol that day, his efforts to overturn a 2020 election result, including his actions leading up to and during the attack, are at the heart of other federal charges against him. Now, Trump's actions and words have influenced several Republican leaders to publicly break from the former president and endorse other candidates earlier this year for the GOP presidential primary. So when we look at, you know, who will be at these meetings, of the four GOP senators who are still in office who also voted to convict Trump in his second impeachment trial after January 6th, only Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana said he's expected to, you know, attend that meeting today with Trump. Meanwhile, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah said he's not attending, and then Senator Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski both said they have scheduling conflicts. So notable again to see who may be in the room for these meetings, but I would kill to be a fly on the wall
right,
to hear what is discussed.
Indeed, yeah, we'll see what may ultimately be reported out of it. And there might even be shortlist VP nominees, including Senator Marco Rubio, and as we just heard, Senator Tim Scott, though he may be on the outs based on the report that just came from Brian Shook. President Biden, meantime, Kirsten, is meeting with a different group of allies today. More about the G7 summit. What's on tap there?
That's right. President Biden is back overseas, this time in Italy, for that G7 meeting. Supporting Ukraine's defense against the Russian invasion has been a continued rallying point for these international leaders. President Biden is pushing for an agreement at the summit for a $50 billion loan to help Ukraine rebuild its devastated infrastructure that would be repaid by interest earned on Russian foreign assets in Western economies. President Biden has also signaled that a long-term American commitment to Ukraine by signing a 10-year security agreement with President Zelensky. So again, we're hearing President Biden continue to push for that unity and support for Ukraine in this time of need as that war against Russia continues years later.
Kirsten Garris, part of our live team coverage of You Decide 2024. Thanks.